right, you know, I struggled this year. I've been skiing on my own. Last couple of games, we'd like to do something to, you know, make amends for the struggles I've had this year. And, you know, got a couple of hits tonight, moved around with a bunch. So, you know, I'm just doing whatever I can, you know, to help us, you know, get people in scoring position and score these runs.
Most into the lineup tonight, well, less than 2 hours before first pitch, how did you get yourself both physically and mentally ready for tonight?
You know, I've always got the switch on. It's even when I'm not in the lineup, I'm mentally preparing to come in the fifth, sixth, or whatever. Scenario might be that night, but got a hit.
You guys watching the Earl game by any chance?
Yeah, it's on right now, so, you know, hopefully they can rally back and put up three would be nice.
Thanks,
Reed.
Reed,
how proud are you just to get in there and, you know, get the workmanship done? You have two hits, you get in there, you get the bunt, you get the man over. Mm-hmm. I mean, the serviceable quality of what you're doing right now.
Right, you know, it's great. I'm very excited that, you know, getting hits was a good thing. I always want to get hits, but, you know, to move the runner and get him in scoring position, you know, so Jasmine and DJ and Evan can have opportunities to drive that guy in is something that I need to continue doing.
How big of a boost is it when you just see all the components coming together like mm-hmm. they are tonight? I mean, Evan said yesterday, it's a different guy every night, but yet it brings us all together.
Right, absolutely. You know, and that's what it takes to make it to the postseason and be successful in the postseason. I played a lot of years in the minor leagues and now a couple years in the big leagues, and I've been on playoff teams every year. It's just the chemistry of the team that I've been playing with, and this team has it as well.
Talk about the confidence the team has right now.
You know, we're all a pretty confident group, collectively as a team. Even when things would go bad, even at the beginning of the season when we were struggling right off the beginning, we were still confident, and we knew that it was a matter of time before we got out of it. So we just try to stay confident all season long.
I talk about that triple play. It was a 5-4-3, but what did you see out there?
You know, Evan, whenever we had a meeting, he had talked about if the ball was hit right there, we're going to try and turn the triple play. And then, sure enough, it is right there. And so it was pretty cool and exciting to watch. And, you know, got the fans involved and everybody. And, you know, it was a big play. You know, we're only down one run right there. If something happens to them that have turned that, you know, it's a two-run lead, and there's a lot harder to come back from.
Now you're about going into game number 162.
You know, win. That's what we got to do. We, you know, whatever Boston does, we can't really focus on, but we can focus on what we can do, and that's go out there and play hard and hopefully get this win.
Reed Grignac, thank you.
Reed, would you say that getting that double play was the defensive play that kind of ignited the offense?
The triple play?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. You know, a big defensive play can always, you know, come back into the dugout and get the guys going you know, had some good at-bats, and then Maddie came up with a big hit.
Reed, have you experienced a game like you yourself in the final game as big as what tomorrow's going to be?
Not personally, no. But we're not going to take it like that. It's another game. We've got to come out and be prepared and you know, go to work. And we know we've got to play hard and help us win.